Thank you, family, for tuning in to yet another episode of I'm Here For It, the podcast. We like to begin our show with a thought for the day. Your journey is uniquely yours. Embrace the detours, celebrate the milestones, and trust every step is leading you exactly where you need to be. With that being said, I'm your sister, Fran Tori.
And I'm your girl, Trina. And we appreciate your viewership. When you have thousands of podcasting options, you chose us, and guess what? We choose you. Absolutely. What's going on with you today, T? All is well over there in Georgia?
All is well. It's just been a busy weekend with Mother's Day and my birthday and everything else. I'm just a little tired, so listeners, just bear with us. Trina, you a little tired yourself over there.
It's a struggle, y'all. We struggling, but we don't care. We coming to make sure that we report our good content, baby, because we got a show for y'all today. So thank y'all for tuning in. Speaking of that, T, what'd you do for your birthday? How was your birthday? Mother's Day, everything.
My Mother's Day was good. The girls that took me out to Gloria's restaurant at Cafe Social House, and then we did some spring cleaning, but it was much needed. And we all worked together as a team to get the house in order. Because I tell you, when my house is out of order, it messes with my mental. Mom always said, clutter house is a cluttered mind. So we've been working on that, and I'm so grateful to the girls for helping with this spring cleaning. And then I got to tell y'all, so for my birthday, I had did a little bit of manifesting, right? I'm not the best driver, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know that. I had ran over a curb one day, not paying attention, even with the backup camera. Yes, I ran over a curb, and somehow it messed up my bumper, and I thought it was going to be real expensive to fix, so I didn't want to call it in to the insurance company. So my sweetie got my bumper fixed, and on top of that, a rock had hit my windshield, so my little car was looking kind of raggedy. But my daughter was like, Mom, I'm going to get your window fixed. So now I feel like I have a brand new vehicle. And I'm like, I'm going to take better care of the gift that God has given me.
Absolutely.
Now my little baby, I call my car Snow White. Now Snow White is looking right again. I am going to go get her washed up tomorrow. I'm going to get her spit shined up, and man, I'm going to treat her good, because I feel like I got a new car for my birthday. So, but
there you go. Oh, and before I answer that, they always don't they say, what's the saying? Once you take care of what you have, then God could bless you with more, right? I don't know the exact saying, and I'm sure I'm not saying it verbatim, but you know what I mean. So whatever
That's exactly what I was thinking. I've been feeling like that. We always want God to increase our territory, take us to the next level, but you got to take care of the things that He have already blessed you with. That's why, like, I love the home that God put me in or whatever, but I'm like, hey, let's do some spring cleaning and take good care of that. And, we've been getting that together. And then I'm like, I'm going to take care of my car, so that I do feel the same way, Trina. If you don't take care of the things that God has blessed you with, how do you expect Him to give you more? So that was definitely on my mind.
Yes. And honey, them helping you do some spring cleaning, baby, that's saving you some cash, because that's a maid job right there. All them clothes and all that house you got, baby. So I know that was well appreciated.
It is. And speaking of that, shoot, it's like we have so many clothes in this house that I'm like, I'm getting ready to have a sale. So you listeners, y'all might see my clothes out on Facebook Live in a few weeks, because it's crazy. We got clothes with tags on them that we never wore.
That you never wear. It's crazy. But yeah, I had an amazing Mother's Day as well. My oldest son actually flew in and surprised me. So that was like a tear-jerking moment for me. Me, I'm close with both of my boys regardless, but it's been a few months since I seen my oldest son. So being able to hug on him and kiss on him was awesome. And just being able to spend some time with them. So we went bowling, we went and hung out, had some dinner and stuff. Nothing major because it rained really bad on Sunday and we were going to go out and do a few things, but I'm like, hey, it's my day. I want to chill and relax with my family. So we played Uno. We were watching basketball, had some good food. It was just wonderful. Real chill, relaxed. And I just got to spend some time with my family. So it was an awesome day for me.
Yeah. It's like the older you get when you just chill with your family. That's priceless. You know, you don't have to do much, but being with your family is priceless. But
it really is.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, when your son leaves, do you cry? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you know you grew up with men all the time. They make you not as sensitive as I guess you are when you grow up around girls. But do you cry when your son leaves?
Now, I didn't cry when he left, but when he surprised me, he had came in the night before and I'm in the house knocked out. I didn't even know he was in there. And then the next morning I woke up and he walked in the bedroom and I was like, am I dreaming? Is it a dream? Like, wait a minute. Is that him? And so that I boohooed like a baby because I was just so happy to see him. And then when he was leaving, I just hugged on him real tight. Then he kissed me on my forehead and he makes me just feel comforted comforted. He comforted me in that moment. So I didn't cry. Did I hate to see him go? Yes, because if I had it my way, I would love for him to live with me, but he ain't having it. So I just said, okay, baby, well, I'll see you when I come back home in July. So we just did a little farewell. It was just great to just spend some time with them because, you know, they're so busy. They have their own lives. So when they find a way to fit you in and, you know, get to spend some quality time with you, it's a blessing. So had an amazing weekend with me and my boys. Yeah, but great. Well, let's go ahead and get this show started. Like I said, listeners, we have an amazing show for you guys today. We are going to talk about a few things that will definitely be eye-opening to you, in addition to hopefully you'll be able to help what we're trying to do. Let's go ahead and get this party started.
Let's get it started
in here. So we're going to switch it up a little bit today. I'm not going to necessarily do a come and talk to tea segment. No major topic in regards to come and talk to tea. However, I am going to discuss 5 summer tips that every woman should follow. You know, as we prepare to hit the beach and or sit poolside, you know how we like to do, staying fine from that sideline, baby. We ain't gonna get in the water, but we gonna be cute on the side. Sip on a tail or two. But while we're doing that, ladies, let's just make sure that we are on point. So I know some of our listeners may be looking for a man or maybe in a relationship, or some of y'all just cool with being outside for the summer. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Either way, let's just hold each other accountable on keeping it tight. Okay? So, T's top tips for summer 2024. Let's get this thing started. So, we all know how we've been eating over the winter and the amount of time that we invested in the gym, right? I don't know what you did. You don't know what I did, but we know what we did. Either way, ladies, let's make sure that when we are preparing to hit the beach, that we're grabbing a comfortable swimsuit, you know, so that you can enjoy yourself. You know, when you have on something uncomfortable, you may be pulling and tugging on it, making sure it's secured and all that stuff. We're not doing that this summer, because we're going to go and we're going to find us that right cute swimming suit or 2 or 3, because, you know, we got some shoppers. So we're going to find that nice and cute swimsuit. And the important thing that we want to make sure that we are doing, ladies, is we want to know our body types, right? Just because you walk in a store and it's in your size don't necessarily mean it may be for you, sister. So make sure you are selecting the suit that is right for your body, your whatever your body type may be, right? Get you a cute little colorful suit. Get you that cute little colorful cover up and everything. Just be real fly out there. And it don't matter, big, small, whatever the case may be, it's a perfect suit out there for you. Just make sure that you grab that one that works well on your body type. Tip number two, grooming is very, very, very important, ladies. It's that time of the year. Clothes is coming off. Skin is being exposed. Let's just make sure that all the areas are clean and non-offensive to others. How about that? What I mean by that is the pits and all the lady parts, they need to be cleaned up, ladies. We need to be, you know, whether you shave, wax, whatever the case makes, sugar scrub, whatever it is, make sure you just cleaned up, because you're going to be out there flossing, hands up, legs open, all that good stuff. Just make sure you're taking care of all your good lady parts, because don't nobody want to you walking around with them like you got buckwheat in a headlock under your arms or your legs, honey. So just make sure we just grooming that up, right? Buckwheat in a headlock is cruel. We should not be doing that at this big old age.
Right. I have to agree with that.
Okay. Now, we want to make sure that we're going to enjoy ourselves, because, you know, that's what life is all about, right? We want to get out there, have our funs, be with our girls, be with our families, whatever the case may be, those vacations. We want to have a great time. So make sure that we hydrate. Hydration is very important. Balance out that amount of alcohol that you drink with an equal amount of water. We too old to be getting carried about the day party now. You know, we already can't hang out all night, but ain't no way nobody at this big old age should be getting carried about of a day party because you didn't drunk too much trying to keep up with somebody. Now, you may have kids that may be of drinking age, but please don't try to keep up with them. They will drink you under the table and have you looking crazy. So remember to stay in your lane and act your age. Okay. Now, tip number four. If someone is picking you up, ladies, please be on time. Don't nobody want to come to your house and watch you get dressed while y'all on y'all way to a day function. Now, you know, we leave our houses with our body clocks already set up for a certain amount of time that we're going to invest in that specific day. If we got to wait on you to get dressed and get ready and all that stuff, you cutting into the time that we already got reserved on our body clocks for that party that day. So don't do that. Don't be that friend. Be mindful that if I say I'm gonna be there at 3:30, please be ready at 3:30 so I can pick you up and we can just keep it on pushing. Okay? Everybody be on time. My last and final tip, ladies, this world is crazy. It is so much craziness going on. You got people being trafficked, people being roofied, all kind of craziness going on. So whenever you go out, please read the room and know your surroundings. We don't want anything to happen to anybody out there. So keep your head on the swivel at all times. When you get to the location, you know, mingle in, but get to know the crowd. Always find an exit. In case of an emergency, you already got that exit in mind of what you're walking in and out of. And keep in mind, if you walk away from your drink, it's no longer yours. Now, I know we should know that, but I had a friend or two who didn't know that. And once you walk away, it's not yours. You cannot come back to it. It's a done deal. Because again, people are crazy. They putting stuff in people's drinks. People aren't the same after the fact. So we just want to make sure that y'all are all safe, having a great time, and that summer 2024 is more than what you ever thought it would be. So enjoy yourself, ladies, but follow them tips and you'll be on your way to having an awesome time. So that's all that I have today for Come and Talk to T. Until the next time, stay in the know. T Styles, what you got up for us next and behind the makeup?
You know what? Before we get into that, I just wanted to say something. Those were some awesome tips, and you will be surprised. You know, I think that most of us should know that when you are out drinking, you should, you know, cover your drink up or put a rubber band on top of it or have somebody watch your drink. But I think at our age, we might forget some of those things. And, you know, you'd be surprised at the amount of us who, you know, might forget to groom ourselves. You know, I've had to tell some friends in their older age a time or two to, girl, you gonna wax or whatever, you know, you gotta, you know, because we get, sometimes you just get lazy and comfortable, but you do need to wax. And then it always brings me back to that episode on Sex and the City where where Miranda had that big old bush hanging out while they were out on a trip. And Samantha and Carrie kind of went in on her, you know, like, girl, you girl. Got a big old bush growing down there, and it was hanging out her legs. But you know, they were her friends, and they told her, you gotta do something about that, you know. But she like, was talking seriously. About, you know, I get tired or whatever, but they kind of let her know you can't get too tired. You have to continue to groom yourself. And you know what?
Especially if you having your girl out, you got to clean up. And I get it. Some women don't like the full on, you know, baldy down there, you know, but at least the parts that's going to be exposed, the bikini line. Please, mm-hmm. ladies, take care of that. They got scrubs. They got waxes. You can shave. Hell, turn it into a game with you and your significant other. Let them shave you. Something. Just exactly. What you not do is be out there with the whole Bushwick Bill situation going on because that ain't.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah.
We got y'all best interest in mind, okay? So we just want y'all looking y'all best when y'all out there this summer.
Yep, and be safe out there.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Be safe. Please yes. Be safe.
It is a lot of craziness going on, but we'll save that for another day. But mm-hmm. back to behind the makeup. I just want to start off as I always do and let you guys know that we are not therapists. We're not doctors. We are just simply women who are giving our honest opinion. And we hope that we are here to help someone. And look, me turning with chapter 52. Got to put on my
chapter
little reader.
Chapter 52, looking good, boo. Chapter 52, look good on
I
you.
I like to think too. Thank you. Hey.
Look good on you.
Oh, look at my cousin, the rapper over here.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So this listener letter goes like this. Hey, Trina and Tori. I hope my message finds you both well. I've been a listener of your podcast for a while. I've always admired your honesty and insight. I'm reaching out to you because I'm feeling lost in life right now. I could use some guidance. I'm a 45-year-old woman, and lately I've been questioning everything about my life, my career, my relationship, even my sense of purpose. I've spent most of my adult life following a certain path, going to school, climbing the career ladder, getting married, having kids, and now that I'm here, I can't shake the feeling of emptiness. It's like I woke up one day and realized that I've been living someone else's life and not my own. I'm stuck in a job that I'm not passionate about, and my marriage feels more like a partnership than a true connection. I love my kids, but even they are growing up and becoming more independent, leaving me wondering what comes next. I want to make a change, but I have no idea where to start. How do you figure out what you really want in life when you spent so long living life for others? How do you recover your sense of purpose and find courage to pursue it? I feel like I'm standing at a crossroad and I'm terrified of making the wrong choice. Any advice or insight you could offer, it would mean the world to me. Thank you for creating a safe space where we can have these conversations. Warm regards, a 45-year-old listener. in need of direction. Wow. Well, thank you listener, for reaching out and sharing your story with us. It takes a lot of courage to open up about something like this, but I do want to tell you that you are not alone. I mean, me myself at 52 years old, I don't feel like that so much this year, but over the past couple of years, I felt like that, you know, especially when your kids go off to college and things like that. You devoted so much time and energy into your man, into your children, and then into the career that, you know, you thought was you were going to retire from. And then you get to the point where you have to do a change in life. So I have been there. So what I would say in a sense, and what I would like to say in to this listener is that you should just take little baby steps to find out who you are, you know, what you desire, what you're passionate about. You might need to start journaling, you know, you need to find out what makes you happy, what do you really value in life, what things bring you joy, because you'd be surprised the things that you used to like, you might not like them anymore. And then I would say try new things, and then also try to get around like-minded people. I think I've mentioned in the past, there's these meetup groups for people called www.meetup.com. And even if you don't know what you're interested in, you can go through the meetup group and they have a list of things that people like to do. Like, you might find that you like swimming. Me, in my older age, I found that I like crafting. I like to do things with my Cricut maker machine, and I make t-shirts and things like that for fun. And I didn't like to do those things, you know, as a child, but now I like creating things with my hands. So that is some of the suggestions that I would have. And then as far as like your marriage and your partner, you know, I would just kind of have that conversation with, you know, with my man and see how he's feeling or whatever. And maybe you guys could start doing some new things together, like, I don't know, wine tasting, crafting. I mean, like me, we just had a date where we went out. You can go sip on wine, and then you can make candles together, anything. But instead of letting your relationship grow stale, try new things to help you find the things that you like to do. Cousin, Do you have anything for this listener?
Oh man, you hit the nail right on the head with that one, with those suggestions. Me too, I can kind of like empathize with the listener, because me too, you know, I just became an empty nester this year. And prior to me, my baby moving out, my life pretty much revolved around my children, you know? So I always had a full schedule of activities. I had a schedule of having to cook at this time, making sure homework was done at this time, making sure everything was taken care of for them, that you definitely do kind of lose yourself, as well as become disconnected with your relationship, because everything is about the kids, right? So great suggestion. Me personally, starting this podcast has been a way for me to occupy my time, meet some incredible women, learn some new hobbies, because of connecting myself with like-minded people. I love to dance and I love to skate. So anytime that I can find a dancing class where I can learn a new step or something, or mm-hmm. a new
like two step line dancing,
a new line dance, absolutely. Or shoot, I'll go skate. Now my husband, he doesn't skate, but he'll go with me and record me while I'm skating. So it's kind of like we on a date, even though he don't skate, he'll still be there and enjoy it with me, because he knows that I enjoy skating. So put yourself out there. I mean, hopefully you do at least have girlfriends that you can contact or you can trust that you can contact and go out and have drinks with or meet up with them, go on little shopping trips or brunches, or candle making class. It's so many classes that you can take out there nowadays. I've taken within the past couple months, I've taken a floral arrangement, a floral design class where we made this floral arrangement on top of a wine bottle. I've never been interested in floral designs or floral arrangements or anything, but more than me putting the arrangement together, it was for the it was all about the experience for me. You know, I'm at a great group of women. We got to talk. We got, you know, politic about our children, our families. We even, the instructor had us to do affirmations with one another. So just putting myself out there to learn something new. And in turn, I'm meeting new people and I'm doing different things. So find different experiences for you to get into. You never know what you like until you actually try it, you know? Like Tori said, try something new, totally out the box from what you would have done in your younger age. Try something that's just totally different, totally new. And try to fulfill yourself that way. In regards to your relationship, yeah, just have those conversations on how you can bring it back to what it once was before the kids. Now, so many years have passed, you guys may have to remind each other of what that once looked like, but it's okay to renew it and bring it back and refresh your relationship, if you will. So yeah, have that conversation with your spouse, try new things, try new experiences. The internet has a wealth of knowledge. It will help point you in the direction anywhere in your area. Just type in, classes in my area, creative classes in my area, something like that to help you find something to do with your time. But yeah, what you do need to understand is it's all about you now. You've done your job. You've put all of your time and energy into your family and your children. Now, what about you? What you want to do? Just figure it out. And it's not something that you're going to wake up with tomorrow and be like, oh yeah, that's it. You may have to try a few things before you actually figure out what it is that you like. But sitting on the couch, not doing anything, you'll never figure it out. So I just say, put yourself out there is the only way that you'll get to it. So yeah, it can be done. Believe me, I'm trying to figure it out and going through it too. Like Tori said, you are not alone in this situation. Mm-hmm. I know there are thousands of women who can relate. So thank you so much for writing into us. Hopefully our comments helped a little. And let us write back in and let us know how you're doing in, say, 3 to 6 months. Let us know what you decided to do with yourself. We'd be definitely interested in knowing how everything turned out. So just let us know. Drop us a line again in the future.
Absolutely. You know, I just want to say one last thing to this listener. It is never too late to reinvent yourself, you know. So if you want to get out there, like Trina said, it's time to find you. And you just really need to take this time and enjoy the experience of reinventing yourself. And I hope this information helps for the listeners out there. If you have any suggestions for her, please drop them in the comments. And to the listeners that want to write in, you can write in your listener letters to questions@imhereforit.com. Or if there's a topic that you want us to talk about, please write into questions@imhereforit.com or put it in the comment section. And as always, make sure that you are liking, subscribing, and sharing with others so that we could get the word out there. With that being said, Trina, what's the main topic for today?
Oh, yes. So today, oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we are putting this show out and asking for some action from our listeners and our viewers on behalf of attorney Marilyn Mosby. I listened to the Native
Native Land podcast with Angela Rye, and I learned about this story, and it kind of shook me up a little bit because I'm wondering, like, how is this even possible that this is happening? So let me fill you guys in for those who may not be aware of what's going on with attorney Marilyn Mosby. She's actually scheduled to be sentenced and is facing 40 years in federal prison. Her hearing is going to be held on May the 23rd of this year. What's going on is basically the Department of Justice, or the DOJ, is trying to make an example of this former Baltimore City State's attorney. Attorney Mosby served as a progressive prosecutor seeking real change for communities of color. She was trying to really fight for us, you guys. We all know the system wants to send a clear message to young lawyers and progressive prosecutors, just like Attorney Mosby. We have Aramis Ayla and Kim Fox, as well as Kim Gardner and countless others that are pretty much at this point probably going to be collateral damage because of what's going on with Attorney Mosby. Instead of taking on cases like the, you know, some serious cases, Tulsa race massacre, nationwide attacks on the DEI or hate crimes, they have elected to target Attorney Mosby for basically doing her job. We ask all of our listeners and our viewers to help Attorney Mosby to get out of the situation. At this point, we know that we can't do anything physically, but fight for her, advocate on her behalf. There's actually a petition that's going around that was actually put out there by Angela Rye to seek a pardon from President Biden, for the wrongful conviction of Attorney Mosby. As a first-generation college graduate, she actually went to Tuskegee University and the Boston College Law campus. She was elected as the young chief prosecutor for the U.S. in 2014. She was relentless in her commitment to justice, embodying the legacy of generations in law enforcement. During her two terms as state attorney, she established programs to provide nonviolent drug offenders with alternatives to incarceration. So let's come up with a program instead of just sending people to jail. She refused to prosecute marijuana possession cases and started one of the country's only youth and prevention departments. Her courageous commitment to justice made her a target of admiration and punishment. Attorney Mosby is being punished for her commitments to pursuing and upholding justice. DOJ is recklessly and irresponsibly continuing the Trump-era prosecution of Attorney Mosby, for accessing the use of her own funds. In November of 2023, she was wrongly convicted on two counts of perjury for withdrawing $40,000 and $50,000 from her own retirement account. Okay, she worked for this money. It was her money, but now she's being prosecuted for withdrawing from these funds. Now, several other people employed by the city of Baltimore also withdrew funds from their retirement accounts during the height of the pandemic in 2020. And when I say several people, 739 people withdrew funds from their Baltimore deferred compensation retirement account. Three people worked in the same agency as Attorney Mosby. But she's the only one that's being prosecuted for withdrawing money from her own retirement account. So we already know that it's definitely a bigger picture or a reason as to why they're attempting to prosecute this lady and send her to jail for 40 years. She was actually one of the attorneys that she sat on the trial for Freddie Gray. She actually tried to prosecute the officers that were involved in killing Freddie Gray. And I think, me personally, this is where it's all coming from. I don't think it's really relative to her actually withdrawing money from her retirement account. But again, who knows? I'm not a lawyer. I can't say. But again, it's my own personal opinion. She's being wrongly convicted of two counts of perjury for withdrawing her own money from her retirement account and is facing 5 years in federal prison for each charge. She should have never been prosecuted, and we are asking that President Biden finds it in his heart to pardon her. The DOJ generally prosecute cases amounting to or exceeding $1 million. At issue here, we're talking about $95,000 of her own money, okay? In a second trial, she was also convicted in February the 6th for incorrectly identifying how she received $5,000 before closing on a property. The mortgage broker's testimony at the trial confirmed that he misadvised the transfer of the $5,000 during closing. The indictment incorrectly claimed that Attorney Mosby leveraged a $5,000 deposit from her husband for the purpose of securing a lower interest rate. Now, in 2021, 58 people were sentenced for mortgage fraud in the United States. Attorney Mosby was wrongly convicted of one count of falsifying a mortgage application and is facing 30 years in the federal prison for this charge. She should have never even been prosecuted. Like, these charges are just like outlandish. It's like they're just pulling stuff out of the air. Let's just say that, trying to prosecute this lady. So what we are asking is that if you can find in your heart to go online and sign a petition on behalf of Attorney Mosby, seeking that she be pardoned by President Biden, we would really appreciate it, because I don't know this woman. And prior to me hearing the podcast, the Native Land podcast, I had no recollection of Attorney Mosby. But one thing that we do have, a couple things that we do have in common with her, is we're African American women. We're mothers, we're career women, you know, and we all work very hard and strive for what we have. Being African American women is already hard enough to keep up with everything that we do have. And if they're trying to wrongly prosecute her for something as simple as pulling money out of her own retirement account, how does that stop them from doing that to us, you know, in the future? You know, or coming up with charges, because it all stems from her going after those police officers who killed Freddie Gray. She's fighting for us. She's fighting for our communities. She's fighting for our children. So let's do the same and help to fight for her. We will drop all of the website and all of our social medias, so you can go online and fill out a petition on her behalf. Yesterday, I went online and I think they were at like 39,100 signatures, and they were looking for 40,000. So every signature counts. If they exceed 40,000, I'm sure that will be greatly appreciated. But if you can find it in your heart just to go online and try, read up on her story, you know, don't take our word for it. Read up on it. And if you support her, please fill out that petition to see how we can assist with getting Attorney Mosby pardoned and just removed from these ridiculous charges so she can get back to her life and her children. It's just insane. T, did you have a chance to look into the story further?
Yes, absolutely. I did look into it, and I'm going to say that it touched my heart, and it's really heartbreaking to know that what they do to us as people of color. You know, all she was trying to do was fight for somebody who couldn't fight for himself. Because apparently with Freddie Gray, he was someone that got arrested and he was handcuffed. And he was saying that he couldn't breathe or he didn't feel good and they wouldn't get him any medical attention. And so he died. So really, when you let somebody die in America, normally you would be prosecuted for that. But it's just like, when it comes to Black people, they don't care about us. And she was just someone that was trying to fight for justice. And then I love the fact that she also, I hate to hear that people go to jail. Now, I believe some people need to go to jail for murder, rape, and things of that nature. But a lot of people spend time behind bars being caged like animals. When this woman was trying to do alternative methods to where people can, I don't know, have other programs to help these people. Absolutely. Out there. And I believe in that 100%, because you cage people like animals and then they get out on the street and then what? I know it was a movie, but Shawshank Redemption said he learned to be more of a criminal once he went inside. But what do they do to transform the person's life after they've been in prison? You got to come up with a better way. But all this woman is guilty of really is trying to make our system better, and really they need to do something to make the system better. But it's heartbreaking because now more prosecutors are probably not going to follow her path, especially Black ones, because they're going to be fearful that the same thing might happen to them. You know,
they're trying to make an example out of her.
And then they make an example out of her. But think about even the president, Trump. Trump is not in jail, has never even been arrested. And he has done way worse than this woman. And he can be up for reelection. Make it make sense, people. But I just hope that one day, like Martin Luther King said, that we could all be created equal. And I hope one day that our lives really do matter. And I hope that more people will stand up for us, you know, but I'm not going to lie.
Until then, you can't wait.
Yeah, right. But it's I'm sure it's scary for other attorneys that may want to stand up for us. It's going to make them think twice about standing up for us because of the way that everybody comes after us, like our lives don't matter. But white collar crimes, they do a lot and they just get a slap on the wrist, but they want to slap us with 40 years and things of that nature. So not only am I asking our listeners to sign the petition, but I'm also asking that you pray for her, that God will do a suddenly on behalf of this woman, you know, so that she does not see the inside of a jail cell. You know, she also has two daughters. I think they're like 13 and 15 years old. And I'm sure she's raising them to do the right thing and fight for what's right. And, you know, she's showing them that you can have a voice, but all they're doing is trying to silence her voice. And it's a shame.
It really is. And like you said, T, she was in the business of not just trying to prosecute you and send you to jail, but rehab you, you know, getting you prepared to be an asset to society when others do away with you as a liability, you know. So we want to make sure that we are protecting her like she is. They are. And we see it. They are just wrongly accusing her. Like you said, our former president has hundreds of charges. The last time I checked, I don't even know how many he got. It was so dang on many. But it's still like a game. He's in the courtroom laughing at the attorneys, talking about the judges. They then put gag orders on him and everything. He not listening to nobody. But yet, you got this woman that's just trying to provide for her family, do the right thing by correcting this corrupt justice system, not falsely accusing these officers of anything, but just holding them accountable for their actions. And yet she's being prosecuted for it. It's insane that we are in 2024 and we're still dealing with things that probably would have been relevant back in the slavery days. You know, it's not, we don't have the visible whips and chains, but they will try to snatch you back up like, hey, know your place, mm-hmm. you know? And this, right. this attorney, everything that I read about her, basically pointed me to the mindset of greatness. You know, this woman worked her butt off, went to two schools, Tuskegee and Boston, to get her degrees, her applicable degrees, to where she could be a state attorney. So, you know, she didn't just wake up and or wasn't handed this position. She had to work her butt off to get to where she is. And raising two young girls, I'm sure she's an amazing example to them, you know, to see what a hardworking woman should receive, but it seems like they're trying to just tear her down. I was listening to another show that she was on. I want to say that it was an interview with Joy Reid, and she was just like mentally broken because mm-hmm. she just can't understand. You know, it's like she's in a bad dream that she can't wake up from. But one thing that she did say is that she prayed to God for support, because everyone that was around her when she was in the position to help others, or, you know, just pretty much take care of her own life without needing anything, there's nobody around. She got a divorce from her husband. Now she's a single mom. It's like family and friends, everyone that was there when she had it, just like no support. But look how God works. He sent her a network of women that she never even met in her life before. That's trying to help her get this pardon. So all I can say is, hey, you never know what situation you may be in, and you may need the help of a stranger. So if us logging on to justiceformarilynmosby.com and signing that petition, taking about 2 to 3 minutes out of your day to help somebody else, I would encourage you to do that. Because again, you never know what situation you may be in, and you may need the help of a stranger. So make sure that, you know, you would treat someone like you would want to be treated. And let's see what we can do for this lady, because this is just, I can't believe this is going on in the United States. I'm like, am I missing something to the story? What am I missing? We're talking about $95,000 of money that she worked for.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like, I can't have it, you know?
Yep. And then I feel like they are trying, the system is trying to desensitize us to the things that they continue to do to us. You know what I mean? But we mm-hmm. need to start, we need to stand up and band together as a people and fight for one another, you know. And like even that situation we just had, where we talked about Wendy Williams and how they took her away from her son, you know. It's like you can't have your own caregiver, but slowly but surely it's like they are taking away our rights, and we're turning a blind eye to it. We have to say no. We have to support one another whenever we can, wherever we can. You know, we should take that 5 minutes to do it so that it don't happen to the rest of us. And and for and us out there, it is power in numbers. We are powerful mm-hmm. people. We are consumers, you know, and our dollar counts, our money counts, our voice counts. Well, we stand together, we can change the world, but we have to start standing together.
And the powers that be know that too. That's why it's around election time. There's always this push to do everything to prevent us from showing up at them polls.
Absolutely.
Because they know.
They know how powerful we are.
Absolutely.
We just don't
and if
need,
we come together
we
mm-hmm. as a race, man, we can change the world
Absolutely.
If we were able to just come together. So yeah, again, we're not gonna, you know, keep going on and on and on, but I would just plead with you guys, if you have 2 to 3 minutes to spare, just please go to justiceformarilynmosby.com and sign that petition on her behalf. And let's see if we can be a part of the change. Let's see if we can be a part of
helping to put this woman's life back on track, because after doing my research, I couldn't find anything that she did wrong. I just don't understand it.
Look, she hasn't done anything that no one else hasn't done. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have stretched a little bit of the truth to get something done in their lives, but 40 years is insane.
40 yeah. years. And we're talking fair time.
That's crazy. She's doing the majority of it. Oh my God.
I believe like 85% of the time or something yeah. like that, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I mean, yeah, like let's just see how we can help this sister. But yeah, that's all we have for you today on this podcast. Sorry to be so heavy, but we have to bring to the light where our community needs us. And in this case, Attorney Mosby needs our help. So let's see how we can, you know, help her get back to her life with her babies.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of I'm Here For It, the podcast. Remember to hit that like and subscribe button on your YouTube, your TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and all the channels where you listen to your podcast. We are bringing you engaging topics every week, always unscripted, and we are highly addictive. So next time, thank you and come back for more. I'm Here For It, the podcast.
I'm here for it.
All right. Until next time.
Bye. This segment is sponsored by Tori Styles LLC, your source for inspirational-based products. Explore prayer books, journals, coffee mugs, stylish t-shirts, and customizable items for the small business owner. Visit www.